You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for a look at agricultural weather is Josh Dar of Chesapeake Energy. He is in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hey, Dave, how are you on this chilly spring day?
It is indeed chilly, that's for sure. Thanks for filling in on very short notice. It's much appreciated.
Oh, our pleasure.
Tip of the hat to you. I guess NOAA came out with their long-range forecasts today.
They did. You know what? I haven't even seen them yet, so I don't know what they say. But it is that time of the month when NOAA releases their monthly outlooks for the summer, and certainly one of the main drivers that the seasonal forecasting you look at as you get later in the spring and the summer is trend. And I know the NOAA forecasts usually highly rely on trend, which we've had warmer summers as of late, and the drought continuing to be entrenched across the northern plains. Those are factors mm-hmm. which are likely feeding if I had to take a guess, a warmer look for the summer across a good portion of the central eastern U.S.
Warmer and wet, I think, is the NOAA word for right now.
Interesting. Yeah, it's the way we think about seasonal forecasting here is that there are certain things that happen over the course of March and April, particularly out in the Rockies. We like to see how wet or how dry versus normal the Rockies are as the springtime develops, and then that's where heat generally emanates the plume out across the plains in the Midwest as we get deeper into summer. So we've heard of some forecasts out there. So far, we like to take a bit of a longer view, accumulate data through the spring, and then offer a view as we get later into May.
So let's turn our attention to the trend, which has been cool and wet. When you look out at things that might be clues that could tell you that the trend is changing, what are you looking for?
Great question, Dave. And what's been driving this exceptionally cold end to the winter across much of the central and eastern U.S. is a very strong ridge of high pressure across Greenland. That has been in place since mid-February. It looks to last as we get into the first days of April. But then generally at this time of year, those features tend to start to break down. That starts to bring warmer conditions. And if we had to call we break April into thirds, what third of April looks most likely to have a break towards warmer conditions? Middle of April looks to be the third of the month right now that we would lean our bias to.
Something about ocean oscillators, too?
Well, certainly the oceans can play a role in that view, and we have a warmer-than-normal Atlantic. What's happening in the tropical Pacific right now, it's basically a neutral situation, not a La Nina, not an El Nino, which you could certainly use that, particularly for precipitation forecasting. And thus, at least as we look out towards April, we think the start of the month, which will still be very much like it is today outside, will be a far cry from what the end of the month could look like. When the pattern snaps in April, it looks like it could snap rather abruptly and sharply to a much warmer regime.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, Dave. Have a good one.
You too. That's Josh Dar of Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. That is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.